This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This was about Clapton, right? I think.
I don't know.
I think that might be the mythology of Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
And Eric Clapton, I believe. Okay, so in the last 24 hours, we had actually probably now would it be like 36 hours when this deranged individual broke into the mansion of the governor of Pennsylvania, tried to set it on fire and tried to kill the governor, his wife, and children. Then today, we have an intruder attempting to break in to UnitedHealthcare. These are very, very visible places. Okay? Governor's Mansion and UnitedHealthcare. It seems like UnitedHealthcare, that security handled this very well.
Yes.
Right?
And they've bumped up security for obvious reasons.
Yep. And that will not be going down in any way.
I don't think so.
All right? Governor's Mansion, it's inexplicable. It's indefensible that this grotesque individual was able to get inside the governor's mansion. How is that possible? You know, I mean, do the 49 other governors need to look really, really closely? What's going on? Every governor should be looking again. And we talked a lot about the opening couple segments of this show where we've moved for some, and that some, by the way, is a big group of past, strong, at times compelling, spirited arguments to, you are filth, you are disgusting, I detest you, I want harm towards you. That's how a lot of people view arguments and discourse. They want evil to happen to someone. I raised the Shapiro thing yesterday on Twitter right away. Sure, really happened. Donald Trump almost was killed in front of our eyes. How many texts did we, and I don't believe it was staged for 1/10 of a second. You know me, big Trump supporter. Not for 1/10 of a second. And how many texts did we get? Oh, no, it was staged. How comfortable are we when we're out in public in places with security nowadays? Do we need to reconsider that? I know we have the crime conversation. Let's add again, right now, Minneapolis, with some of the best crime numbers in 8-9 years. Doesn't mean they've completely turned the corner, and it sure as hell doesn't mean every place in Minneapolis is safe. But, I mean, again, seeing things on Twitter where I'm not going down to Target Field because it's not safe. Get out of here. If you're not going to a day game at Target Field on Saturday and Sunday afternoon because you don't think it's safe, you're not dealing with facts. Horrible things still happen in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts. But when even when it's a low crowd, even when it's 5, 6, 7,000, you're safe in numbers. I'm not saying there'll never be any crime around the area, because that area, when there's not an event, should be way safer. Not as much. I'm going to move it past. Right around Target Center, Target Field, First Ave, O'Donovan's, I feel like it's safe. You know where I don't? When it gets to like 9th, 10th and Hennepin, I don't know what they're doing. Because I just talked to somebody who worked at the Byerly's over there, and that's a beautiful Byerly's in Lunds, and that individual was glad to get out of there because talked about all the crime in that area. That part of Minneapolis is an area that's not close to as safe as it should be. But we've had unstable individuals forever. We will, sadly. And maybe you might say I'm overreacting. I'm not. I'm more raising it as a question here, Dave. When you see UnitedHealthcare, after individuals lionize Luigi Mangione for an assassination of Brian Thompson, polling numbers of 30%, and you read the venom that is out there, and who knows how many attempts a Minneapolis or St. Paul police stop, or other police departments all across the country, or folks at the federal level. But it makes me think again on the security when there is so much animus all throughout the country. What do you have to say about that?
I go somewhere and I don't worry about safety.
I don't either.
And that's in large part because I've not had to worry about safety. I've perhaps been lucky that I haven't gone to an event, whether it's a ball game, concert, or just being out and had a problem. But it does happen. And yeah, I think at this point, I mean, specifically, if you talk about, you know, Josh Shapiro or any governor, how could you not take a once over of your security? And let's go beyond governors. If you're a state legislator,
absolutely.
If you're the Secretary of State, if you're, you know, if you have a public office, you know, even down to local offices, mayors and city councils, it has gotten out of control.
It is. And this is where,
if you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Where people will confront individuals, more often than not, in a verbal way, and there's plenty of it that's reasonable, okay? Even if it isn't just genuflecting, you're amazing, where I just want to raise this point, but a lot of it is ugly. A lot of it is confrontational. And I don't accept that, and I just worry when you have so many people who are just trying to live their lives while they're doing their job, some who I couldn't disagree with more, but not one thing should happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just worry about that. I worry about it when the conversation like this comes up. Now, when I'm walking downtown, when I go to events, am I going to not go because of it? No. And if somebody wants to say these are still one-offs, I'm going to say I don't think they're one-offs, but they're very notable because it's not once a month that we see somebody breaking into a governor's mansion. But how? It's not that uncommon where we read stories of well-known individuals where there's a stalking incident, and it's just more and more happening.
Yeah, and of course, 24-hour news, social media, all that, you know, we read about them, we hear about them constantly.
It's fair to say, are we ginning it up?
Well, that's just the thing. You know, are we ginning it up? Are we making more of a big deal about something than it actually is? You know, a security problem? It's also fair to say there's that many people hearing about this thing. You know, that's not a terrible idea. Maybe I should try that. You know, it can go both ways.
Yep. And again, I'm not going to change a speck of my life. I just... The anger in all areas shows no sign of ebbing. And we have a lot of brilliant people who stop a lot of attempts. It's just jarring to me. And again, back to United Healthcare. And again, I bet everyone listening right now has some horrible healthcare story. But if because of that you're justifying a killing, you're just 100% wrong. It's 51 past 2. Jason's coming up next. We'll talk to Jason. A little bit Blue Origin. I want to revisit our conversation. I watched the whole thing. I'd do it in a second. Was it a publicity stunt? Sure. But when I go up, remember I was saying I'm claustrophobic? They were back and forth. Sign me up. I'm in.
If Katy Perry starts singing, though, I'm telling her to pipe down. Let me enjoy the view.
Yeah, I didn't need every screaming. Okay, I don't need all that. But I'm in. So, Bezos, give me a ring. I'll go next. I'll go to Stretch Lab repeatedly, over and over and over again. I have been since 2019. They didn't start with 11 locations, but they have 11 locations right now. They have trained specialists. You don't just walk in there, let's say I got a background in PT, okay, start working. No, you're trained extensively, many times by my friend Kevin. And you want to feel better, just everyday life. You want to feel better walking around. You want to feel better because you're going to start golfing. You don't want to call your buddy saying, my back hurts, I can't play. Or you want to say, hey, you know that 7-iron that went this far last year? Yeah, it's about a half club further because I'm going to Stretch Lab. You want to run a little bit and out of those hamstrings get back at you? You're young and you're playing sports. You're older and want to feel better. StretchLab.com helps you in all those ways. I'm a true believer, whether it's me, my friends, or my son, Quentin, with the health challenges he faces. They're great for everybody. Half off your first visit, stretchlab.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.